You know, every time you turn around, it seems like there's some new glitch in the system, some new cyber attack that's coming through, some new warning, hacks. Now, you know, Facebook says they're probably going to have to pay $5 billion because they were hacked. Now they're after PDFs. One of the things we thought was safe. The president and CEO of SonicWall is Bill Connor, and he's been talking about cyber threats before I knew we should worry about it. Bill Connor joins us right now.
Always fun, David.
No, I mean, going back to Intrust, you know, 25 years ago?
About that.
Never occurred to me that this was, I mean, if you don't want somebody to see something you got, you just don't put it on the internet.
Yeah, and, you know, the internet's now about 70% of the traffic, right, of everything. And email continues to be, you know, where this cyber arms race is playing out.
But I think it's gone the other way. I mean, for individuals, now you're working with corporations and keeping it secure. But for individuals, you know, I've almost given up. I say, okay, well, you're probably going to hack me, and I'm just going to be vigilant and watch out. But I don't know that there's any way to keep them out.
Well, I think your desktop or laptop and your phone are your best last stands, if you will. So mobile phones are certainly more secure than a laptop or desktop.
Oh,
so
that you mean for
if architecturally.
If I want to email somebody?
Yeah.
Email phone to phone?
Correct.
Well, that makes sense.
And the apps that are on phones, unless you get them from bad places, but, you know, Apple's certainly more secure than Android. But, yeah, the mobile phones are way architected for much more security.
You know, tell me about this PDF attack, because that's interesting. That is one of the things when I get a PDF file, I typically don't hesitate because I know that's safe.
Most of us click on things that they say, unless you know the sender, don't click. Most of the people click on PDFs. What, as you remember, we have something called real-time deep memory inspection. And all malware goes to the processor or memory to exploit. And this technology we developed and deployed about 15 months ago found Office, docs, PDFs, 74,000 never identified through traditional sandboxing or security techniques last year.
74,000 different types?
Correct. 74 different attack vectors on those. Now, what's interesting, David, and why I've been spending time in London and in D.C., in Q1 alone, we had 173,000 never seen before or identified before. And right now, everyone's talking about, last week, everyone was certainly talking about Russia. About 80% of these were identified as Russian, and they are targeting fraud.
But this is one of the sticking points in working out the trade agreement with China. We thought China was they were the bad guys.
Well, I think they have different. All of them are not great guys. China's been after intellectual property. Certainly, one of those state actors is going to use side channel attacks. We taught that a few months ago on your program. That's still not been weaponized. But as I tell businesses and individuals and governments right now, everyone uses Office. Everyone uses Office Docs and PDFs. Yeah. That's how you run your lives, your companies, and your government. That's the piece that's the here and now. And once this has been weaponized, I mean, this thing avoids most of our traditional security sandboxing technology. So thank God we've got a different way of looking at it on the processor.
So does everybody have the same problem? I mean, when you go to the UK, are they complaining about the same stuff that you hear businesses here when you go to Japan or Germany or whatever?
One of the differences, though, the U.S. just created kind of a public-private partnership with DHS. The U.K. did that a couple of years ago.
With who?
The U.K. did...
DHS?
Department of Homeland Security
In
the U.S. And the U.K. did it a few years ago out of their equivalent called GCHQ. That's their intel guys, the Nimico Breakers, you know, that group.
Right.
And, you know, last year, ransomware was up about 22% globally, and that's targeted toward the small business. In the U.S., that was up.
That's something I haven't heard as much about.
It's up 60% last year in the U.S., and it was down 50% in the U.K. And part of the reason for that is that public-private group, the government there got really hit. They took aggressive action on that. So, you know, if they steal money from you like ransomware's about, they go somewhere else. Now, Germany got the most hit. They were up over 200% last year on ransomware. But as I say, UK is not, you know, not going to take it standing alone. But China's not after the ransomware. That's more North Korea and Russia who have a financial gain on that, which is why you now see PDFs being the vehicle of a choice. Now, what I tell everyone is just because it's used for fraud today doesn't mean it can't be used for some other exploit next time.
So is there any chance you're going to put yourself out of business? It's a cyber arms race. But I mean, as sophisticated as we are and as you are in locating, it keeps getting worse.
Yeah, it's not going to go away. I mean, last year, malware was up to 10.5 billion attacks last year. For the first time, it crossed the 10 billion mark. It is not going away. It is here to stay, and all you can do is try to keep ahead of it. And in this case, the best defense is really good. We've got great offensive capabilities in the U.S., but this is about defense.
I think I'm just not going to check my emails anymore. I don't know. Bill Cotter is the CEO, the president of SonicWall, and works all over the world. 215 countries you're working
215.
In? You do get around a lot. It's always good to see you here, though.
Always good to be back.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.